Edwin Peter K. is learned the Ilu Nishmas Sarelke Bas Reb Shneur Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away in Achron Shal Pesach Halof and Tovshin Ayin, and this is learned to benefit her soul. Tehen Nishmas Tzur B'Tzur Rachaim. Peter K. Mishnah Aleph. Keitzad Ma'abrim Es Ha'orim. How do we make the cities Me'uber? Me'uber is from the Lashon of pregnancy, as a woman who is pregnant and her stomach sticks out. So here we want to make the city sticking out so that the area, the Tchum Shabbos, sticks out in a situation, as the Mishnah will explain, that the wall of the city is not straight. So you cannot just add 2,000 amma straight because there's no straight line around the city. But you have bayis nichnas bayis yotze, one house going inside the city and one house going out of the city, or pogum nichnas pogum yotze, one piece of the wall goes in the city and one piece of the wall goes out of the city, or hoyu sham gedudiyos gevoyes haratzvachim, there were pieces of the wall made up from old houses which are high tents, fachim, ugushorim, and you had bridges, unefoshes, or you had houses which were built on graves, shiesh behem beis dira, that you can live in them. So, moitzin es hamido kinegdom. So then you have to stretch the measure equally from one side of the city to the other side. So you stretch the measure straight from one side of the city to the other side. So if one of these things, for example, in the north side of the city, you pull the measure from the north to south, as if in the south there was also the same things as in the north, and that is from that measure and on, you start measuring 2,000 amas for the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 amas for the boundary of Shabbos. And you make the boundaries like square, like a four-cornered board, so that you should gain also the corners, because a square is more than the corners. You don't make a circle, but you make a square, 2,000 amas in all the directions. That's the Bartanura. Keitzad ma'abrin, how do you make this city? Mu'beres, Rashi, Zog the Bartanura, Loshin Isha Mu'beres, this is a language of a pregnant woman. Shekreisa boilet, that her stomach sticks out. And you make the city stick out so that you have the Tchum Shabbos there. Vachikomer. Keitzad yesh lo ibur li'ir, how do you make the ibur? That it should stick out from the city, the area that you can walk. In bayis nichnas, if you have a house going in bayis yoitze, so it's not just an equal straight wall. Shebol, it signs sim and tchum ha'ir, when it comes to sign, to point and make the sign where the boundary of the city is. You're coming to measure 2,000 sidames outside where the city is, the boundary of the city ends. If it wasn't smooth, it wasn't a smooth boundary, how do you do that? But you had like a bunch of houses which are close to each other and connected. One house goes closer to the city, the other one goes outside. And the entry, when it goes in, it seems like it's blemished. Then there's a house that protrudes and goes outside more than the front. Or you have, this is a house, or you have a blemish going in, a blemish going out. There are towers that protrude from the wall. Sometimes they protrude to the inside, sometimes the outside. Or there was la'achas akronis shalir, one of the corners of the city, gedudiyos gevoya, there was shivrei choyma, there was broken pieces of wall, shel charoviz botim, of destroyed houses, v'yeshlem tekshivim amma v'shirayim lir, and they are within the 70 amas and a little extra of the city. Or there was the foshes, those are structures, the binyan sha'isin ala kever, that you make on top of a grave. But provided that there is a dwelling place in there, in order to count that and make the line from there. So metzina samidus connect them. So you stretch out the measure opposite them. Ima blitis halolu. If this protrusion is Eitzel Kerem Mizrechis Tzufainis, they are by the corner of the northeast. Ro'in ki'ilu yesh oid blita acheres keneged b'kerem Mizrechis Drayim. So you look as if there is another protrusion opposite it on the corner of the southeast. B'chut matuach mezulazu, and then you have a string pulled from this one to the other one. U'moided minachut u'luchutz, and then you measure from this string and outside 2,000 amas. So that the boundary should be equal to both corners, not to be in one place long and one place short. We don't have to measure each separately, but we pull a string across as if it's all outside, all by the protrusion where it goes out, so you have more space for the 2,000 amas even on the other side. Also on the other side it doesn't go out. And then you make this hatchumim ruboim, you make the boundaries, the 2,000 amas, you make them square. There should be 2,000 also by the sides, just like in the middle. So you don't make it in a circle, but you make it square. And we don't make it round, so they should have 2,000 in the middle. But if you are going to go from the side, then they become less, like a circle that doesn't go outside. But here we want to go in, and you also want to get that corner piece, so that also becomes part of the 2,000. Mishnah Beis, Noisnim Karfaf Le'ir. You allow to the city an empty space of 70 amas with 2/3 of an amma, and then you begin to measure the 2,000 amas for the Tchum Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, Loi Omru Karfif, they did not say to give a place of a Karfif to the city, only in between two cities that are close to each other. If the city has a space, an empty space of 70 and 2/3 of an amma, and the other one has 70 amma and some extra, so together in one city to the other city, there is a space of 141 1/3. So then, this empty space that is in between the city makes both cities as one. So when one goes on Shabbos from one city to the other, so then you can measure the Tchum Shabbos from the other city, because it's so small, it's only 70 from each one, combines the city and makes them as one city. Says the Bar Tanura, Neisim Karfaf Le'ir, Kol Habol Lilm De'Tchumim. So the Meir said, this is the opinion of Meir, that anyone who comes to measure the Tchumim, Maniach Le'ir, he leaves for the city, Avir Shel Shivim Amma, a space of 70 Amma Vishirayim, left over. Shehin Ayon Amma, the Shiraim is 70 Amma and 2/3 Amma. U'mishom Maschil Lilmad Alpayim Amma, and from there you begin to measure the 2,000 Amma. Shenema, because it says Bamid Lamad Hei, Mekir Ha'ir V'chutza, from the Kir of the city and outside, Elef Amma Soviv, 1,000 Amma around. Amro Teira, the Teira says 10 Chutza, first give outside, V'achach Medoit, and then you measure, Kleimer, 10 Lo Karfav. Give the city a karfaf shel shivim amma v'shirayim, 70 amas and 2/3 amma. Ba'achach medoyed misham v'hol, and then start measuring the 2,000 amas from the end of the karfaf. So that's what the Meir says. But the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim says the omru karfaf el ben shtei ayores. Only when did the Chachamim use this karfaf? It's only between two cities, which means Hasmuchas is the Bartanura, Hasmuchas Zula Zu, that are next to each other. So Naisnim Shivim Amma Vishirayim Lekol Achas, so you give 70 Ammas and the Shirayim, the 2/3 Ammas for each one, Kedei Lechabron, so that we can then connect them, these both cities, Alder Kafifis Alolu, by means of these Kafifis, with these extra empty space. Liyoyis Kir Achas, that it makes it both for one city. Abol Alechas Ma'achas Mehem, that a Chaber to one who wants to go from one of them, by way of its other, this friend, the other city, so that we'll measure for him the 1,000 amah mechutz lechaverto, outside from the other city, mipnei sheshteim kirachas, because these two cities have become like one city, by these empty space which were less than the 70 and the 2/3. So mechaberim b'neim, they connect between them. The halacha says the Bartanur is like the Chachamim, she'im neistim karfa v'lir achas, that we don't give a karfa for one city to start measuring 2,000 from there. Elo ben shtei ayoras b'levad, only between two cities, to combine the two cities and make them as one city with the karfifas that each one has. Mishneh Gimel. V'chein shleisha kforim ha-mashuloshim. Same thing is the halacha, the ruling by three villages that are together. Im yesh ben shnayim hachitzonim meya varboim ba'achas u'shlish, if the middle village would stand in between these two villages, so then there would have been from this middle village to the next one, it would be 141 with a third, and to the other side also 140 and a third amis. So Isa emtsoi yashloshtom liyiski echad. So this middle village makes all three villages for one. So that one from the other village goes to the other village. So although that from one village to the other village is 282, because it's twice the size, because 141 and 141, that's 282 and the 2/3. So nevertheless, we start to count the 2,000 amas from the Tchum Shabbos from the other village, because the middle village makes them all into one village. Says the Bartanura, V'chein shloisha kforim ha-mashuloshim, and likewise three villages which are mishulosh, triple. Says loy mishuloshim mamish, we're not talking that they're actually tripled, in other words they're in the same line, 1, 2, 3 in the line, elo shlishi oimed merochik, but the third one stands a distance, Kineged base beinach kineged, opposite beinach itzernim, in between the two outer ones, the two outer ones. B'chol she'ilu machnis emtzoy libeinayim, and if it's a situation, had you pushed the middle one in between, ve'ein beizel lezel lekuf mem alef ama ushlish, it would be between the both sides and the middle one, there would be only 141 ama in the third. Shehein ama ayin ama ushne shlishin lezu, that would give for the karfif of 70 amas and 2/3 for karfif for one. V'chein litzad ira chitzoyna acheres, and likewise for the other side, it would also be that amount. Ein bein ha'em tzoyis libeino. So also to the other side, there isn't between the middle one, libeino, to it, to the other extreme side, only me'ev arboi ve'echon ama ushlish. So which means that also allows for the two karfifas, the karfif of that extreme village on the other side, and for the middle one. So all these three cities, three villages, are considered like one. Vayetzim achas mehen leilech derech haverisa, one who goes out from one of them to walk through the other ones, moine mechoymas chaverto achitzeina, he can count from the wall of its friend, the outer one. Mekamo yehei bein ho emtsoyis lechitzeina, lechitzeinis. So this is if you would push it in between. But how far can the middle one be from the outer one? Alpayim amas, 2,000 amas. The hoil v'yechoyle lohoy emtsoyis l'chitzoyno. Since the middle one can come to the outer one, v'chitzoyno l'emtsoyis, and the outer one to the middle one, below eidiv, without an eidiv, amarinon, then we say, royin kilu emtsoyis n'sun b'nehem, we visualize or we see it as if the middle one has been placed in between the two. But if it's distant, the middle one is distant from the outer ones more than 2,000 amas, then we don't say this rule of roin that is in the middle, and then it doesn't combine them, and you can't walk from anyone to anyone. Says the Mishnah Dalet, Ein moididim elo bechemel shel 50 amah. The 2,000 amas of the Tchum Shabbos we do not measure but with a string of 50 amas. Lepochus v'leyeser, no less and no more than 50 amas. V'leyim dedele keneged libay, he should measure and hold the string only by his heart. Ho yamoided v'yigia lagai, if he was measuring and he came to a valley, oy together, or to a wall of stones that has fallen, and now it's a heap over there. Mavliye, so he swallows the measure. That means that if the valley or the heap is 50 amas or less, then one person stands on this side of the valley or on this side of the mountain with the rope, and the other one stands at the other side, and they measure as if it was flat ground. You don't go down, you don't go up. So if the valley or the mountain or the heap is opposite the city and it's more than 50 amas, but when it comes to the side where the city is, it's narrower and it has only 50 amas or less. So then you measure by the side of the city. And then he goes back to measuring opposite the city. If he comes to a mountain, so he swallows it in the measure, and he goes back to its measure. As we said before, we'll see in the Bartanur. Provided that he should not go out by the side of the city further than 2,000 amas to measure the valley or the mountain. If he cannot swallow the mountain or the valley in the string of 50 amas, because the mountain or the valley is wider than 50 amas, so with this case of the story, the son of Rabbi Yanai said, "Shemaiti, I heard that the halacha is shemekadrim b'horim, that you poke through the mountain. It doesn't mean that you literally poke through it, but it means that you measure as if you would poke through the hole, so that you measure the mountain with a string of 4 amas." The one who is below holds the string by his heart, and the one who's higher holds the string by his feet. And that way you measure the entire mountain, and you reduce from the measure all of the 4 amas that the person that is measuring is holding in the difference between them. Says the Bartanura, Ein moididim, we don't measure but with a string of 50 am. So the Batanura in Megdidin Alpayim Amos of Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 amas of the Tchum Shabbos, we cannot measure it Elo Bechevel Shal Pishton, only with a string of flax, Oru Chabishim Amos, which is long 50 am. Leipochus Vela Yoiser, not more, not less than 50, and not more. Shekshachevel Kotzer, because if the string is short, Nimtach Harbe, it is stretched out a lot. Umar Hamida, that makes the measure longer. Below Yaser, not more longer. Kshu Aruch Harbe, when it's longer, more than 50, more, much longer than 50. Kvede Machbil Machbil Amsei. So the weight doubles in the middle, miskatzer, and it's not the right measure. So 50 is the right way to measure, and you get the right measurement. And then the measurement says should only be done elu keneged libe, only from opposite his heart. Kavu loy chachamim, the chachamim set a mokim, a place, losum reisha hachevel, to place the edge of the string, kol echad neged libe, each one opposite his heart. Sheim yitin ze keneged tzavori, v'ze keneged raglov, if one will give it by his neck and the other one will give by his feet, hachevel miskatzev, then the string would be shortened, v'atuchumim mismatim, and then it will be diminished. So you want to have it all at the same space, same spot. So what happened that if he reaches, he was measuring, he comes to a valley, or the gather, or to a fence, which is a chaymes avonim shenofla, to a wall of stone that fell, and it becomes a heap, a tall heap, and a slanted one. So then, what you do is mavliya, then you swallow it in. So it says like this: im einay rochav nun amo misvosei el svosei milmaylo. If from there is no 50 amos from edge to edge when you measure it above, so if you put the string straight above the top, there is no from one edge of the heap to the other edge, or from one edge of the valley to the other edge, there is no 50 amos. Even though that in the slant going up and down there is more, if you're going to walk on it there's more than 1,000, we don't say that we should count the measure of the slant for part of the measure of the tchum, but this one should stay on the edge on this side, and the one stays on the other side, and then you should swallow the slant in one string. So we're not going to care that you're not going to go up and down the slant, up and down the mountain, but you're going to make a straight line over it. And it goes back to the measure. Midikatoni, from the fact that it says that he goes back to the measure, is mashma, it seems, she'im hoyo rochboy keneged ha'ir yoyser minun, that if it was wide in the spot which is opposite the city, that heap or that valley next to the city was more than 50, and he is not able to swallow it in one string, but on one of the sides of the heap, which is not opposite the city, he could swallow it in. So he goes to there, and he's mavliya the mountain at the spot where he can use the 50 rope, and then he goes and he measures from that edge and on ad kenega mokum shekolaboy reichav hagai, until the space in which the width of the valley ends over there kenega here, v'chayzel midosay kenega here, and then he goes back to his measuring opposite the city, umashlim es midas tchumov, and he continues and to the measurement of the tchum. So basically what this means is that if the area is like a big mountain, and in his place the mountain takes up more than 50, if you go from one edge to the other edge, so you go to an area which is not next to the city, we weren't measuring from there, but you're going to be mavliya is over there, and then you go from that edge, you go till the spot where the width of the valley next to the city, and then you start counting from there opposite the city, and you complete from there. Higia lahar mavliya. If he reaches the mountain, then you swallow it in. Who shloye harzokuf harbe, that provided that the mountain should not be very high, tall, elamishupa, but it's rather it's slanty. Should hilu chamish ames mimenu, that when you go 5 amas from it, lo yigbal yu tvachim, can only go, it elevates 10 tvachim by walking 5 amas. Avlimu zokuf, but if it's wrecked atche bepochus mihilu chamish ames, that even that if you go less than 5 amas, zokif asore tvachim, that it goes high 10 tvachim, then you cannot swallow it, but then you have to measure it alone and you go on. So you have to measure the actual mountain. So then the Mishnah said, provided that it shouldn't go outside of the chum. What does that mean? So he says like this, when the one who's measuring is going, he's trying to be mavliya, to swallow in the mountain or the valley. So what he does is, as we learned before, that if opposite of the city it was more than 50 amas, so he cannot put the string over it because it's wider than 50 amas from edge to edge. So what did we tell him to do? We told him to go to the side of the mountain, which is a lesser, on the side, not opposite the city, to go to the side, where 50 will do it, and then continue to the opposite of the city and continue measuring from there. But if he has to go so far to the side of the mountain, he should not go more than 2,000 amas sideways, to a place where the ends of the valley are short, that he can do the use the 50 amma string, that he can be bavli there, so that later on he can go back to his measuring. So he cannot go sideways more than 2,000 amas gizedo, because we have worried, because one who sees him going on and measuring over there, 2,000 amas away, he's going to say that the measure of the tchum, the side of the boat kind of came till there. The truth of the matter is, that's not the tchum. The tchum is only up to 2,000 amas. This is beyond 2,000 amas. The only reason he went there is because that's the only place where it narrowed the valley so that he can take the measure with the 50 amas to be mavliyah. But people are going to make a mistake, and that's why he says, and they're going to think that the tchum reaches up to there, because they saw measuring there. And that's why he says you can't go beyond 2,000 amas. Now, im eino yochel lavliye, if he cannot be mavliye, because it's more than 50 amas. So, bezu omer Rabbi Distoyi, in this Rabbi Distoyi said, in the name of Rabbi Yashua Meir, and what does it mean, bezu, lemuti ir mikla ve'egla rufa kroiva alacholol, that is coming to say that only in this case, Lagabi Tchum Shabbos, but it excludes when we talk about the city of refuge, or we talk about the calf that is Arufa, that you chop off the head, Akreva Lacholol, which is closest to the dead person, She'e Mekadrin Ben, that there we don't do the Mekadrin. What does Mekadrin mean? Noikvim. Noikvim means we puncture. Roim Ki'ilu Noikvim, we see, we visualize as if we puncture Oysom, that we puncture the those areas, and we measure through the hole to diminish the measure of the slant. That you measure with a string of 4 amas. The lower one plagues the string by his heart, ve'elyon keneged raglov, and the top one by his feet. Ve'chein meididin oisoi, and like in this way you measure it kulay, dalad ames, dalad ames. You measure it 4 amas by 4 amas. Umismayet midrin shel kol 4 amas. So it turns out that the slant of every 4 amas is diminished chatzi koymas odom, a half a height of a person. Because you don't really measure the distance because you're measuring by the person from his heart to the person's legs. So it's not the same area. So you're taking the half of the height of the person to account for the slant, and that's the way you measure the Tchum Shabbos. And the halacha remains like Rav Distoy. Says the Mishnah, "Ein meididim elo min amumcha," that the measuring of the Tchum Shabbos should only be done by an expert. If by one side of the city the sign for the Tchum Shabbos is distant, umit l'mokem acher, and by the other side of the city the sign for the Tchum Shabbos is closer to the city, then you listen to, you follow the place where the sign of Tchum Shabbos is more distant. If two people measured, one measured the sign for Tchum Shabbos further than the other one, we follow the one who made the sign for Tchum Shabbos further. Afilu Abed, even a slave who's an Abed Kanani, Afilu Shivcha, even a maid servant of Kanani, who's non-Jewish. Namonim Lamer are believed to say that we remember Adkan Tchum Shabbos, up to this sign, up to this area of Tchum Shabbos. Shalom Ruchachom Esadov Lahachmi, the Chachom did not say to make it difficult on the people, the laws of Tchum Shabbos, Adol Hakil, but rather to make it easier. Ein meididim elo min amumcha, he says, Odom haboki bimdida, that's a person who is expert in measuring. V'goin pirish, and the goin explained that mumcha loshin u'mocha al kasef yom kineres, b'midbar lamadalad, which means, kolaymar, shemiskoinim lindin hatchum l'chadchila, that to begin with they intend, miskavnin lindin, Hatchum l'chadchila, to begin with, min hamokem ha'shova v'yosher, from the straight and level place, so you don't have to be mekader. So that means umocha min amumcha, from the straight. Ribel amokem echad mid amokem achab. Shnimtzu simonet chum zu aruchim ubeltim mekeneged simonet chum keren shekenegdo. That we find that the signs for the boundary of this side are longer and they protrude further than opposite it, the signs for the tchum of the corner that's opposite it. Shem l'mokem shidiba. So we listen and we follow the place that it was further. Umaytzin midas haktzorim mikinegdo, and we take out the shorter measure opposite by the longer measure, because he had not stretched, pulled the string all its need. He has to pull with all of his power, might, to get the entire 50. That's why the one came bigger than the other one. What happens if riba echad mid echad hachikomer? Not 2-1, but riba echad. One of them made further umiyat echad, and one of them made less. Shemadlu shnei bnei adam mumchim, two people experts measured. Zer riba v'zer mid, one made more and one made less. So then we go by the one who said more, because as the Mishnah says, lam racham es dov lahachmir elu lahakil, the chachamim wanted to be more lenient, not more stringent. Says the Bar Tanura, in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, ir shel yachid, a city that belongs to an individual. And he used to rent out the houses to people, v'nasi shel rabim, and then it belongs to many people. So that several people bought it from this one person. Ma'arvin askula. So the entire city together can make an eruv, so that you should be able to carry just as you were allowed to when it belonged to one person. But bishul rabim. But a city that belonged to many people, v'nasi shel yochid, and then it became one person owned it, a marvin askula, then you're not allowed to make the entire city one eruv. Just as they weren't allowed to make it when it belonged to many people. Elim kein, unless oisa chutzalo, that he makes outside of the city, ki chadosh shem Yehuda, as if it's a new city that's in Yehuda. Sheyesh bo chamishim diyorim, that in it is 50 people living. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that 50 people that live together in one place, they are permitted to remain. We'll see the explanation in the Bar Tanura, what Rabbi Yehuda say about the 50 people that you leave over, so not to forget the laws of Erev. We'll see in a minute. Rav Shimon says, Sholish Chatzelis Shal Shnei Botik. Three yards, that in every yard there are two houses, and they, if they don't participate in the Erev and they don't carry, that is also sufficient. You don't need 50. But that is sufficient that the other people should be allowed to carry through the Erev. The Bar Tanura. Ir Shel Yochid. A city that belongs to an individual. Like one person, for example, bought the entire city. And he rents out all of its homes to people that live in that city. And then it became, it belongs to the many. Ma'arvin eskulo, then you can make an Erev in all of it. Kederech shehoyu ma'arvin, in the same way that they made the Erev, kishehoyso shel yochid, like when it was belonged to an individual. Sheloy hoyso tzricha shiur. So then it did not require to have anything left over. In other words, you didn't need anything left over that people that don't carry the Erev, since to begin with, it was a Yishal Yochit, it was an individual city. So then, even when there's people there, you can make an Erev, and we don't need to leave anybody over that doesn't use the Erev. Is not part of the Erev. But if it was the other way around, if it was Shel Rabim, and then Venas Yishal Yochit, and then it becomes to an individual, and then there is many people in the city, that individual rents it out to many city people. Then you cannot just make an Erev for the entire city. And the reason is, says the Bar Tanura, she'asur la'arev ir shel rabim. It is prohibited to make an Erev for a city that belongs to the many. Im ein mishayr bobotim yiduin, if he doesn't leave over known houses below Erev without an Erev. Dahushir, because that leaving over have a heker is a recognition. The time of Mishum Erevu, that the reason why the people can carry in the rest of the city is because they made an Erev. But like Tishtakach, this is Rosh Rabim, and the laws of Rosh Rabim will not be forgotten. If everybody carries, then they think that Rosh Rabim can carry. But this city, since it won't belong to a Rabim, and it required to have left over because it is the rabbins who will make a mistake. Even though now it's changed and now it belongs to Yochid. Therefore, nidunis kibetchila, it is treated like in the beginning. And you need to have a shiur. So you can't make it all ma'arvikul. Elimkein, unless also chutzalo kir chadosho. What means Elimke also chutzalo, outside it. But he makes outside of the city shiur shleirva. He leaves over outside of the city an area that he didn't ma'arev. Im sharei with the rest of the city. So what is he saying? Im kein also chutzalo. Of course, if you do it inside, he's telling you a chiddush here. Rebusa kamashmalon. He's telling you something, a novelty here. Shafilu shiur shachutzalo. That even if he only leaves over in the outside, even that kind of leftover moyel shareir helps for the rest of the city. And therefore he can make a city, an Erev in this city, as long as even outside he leaves over some people that do not have or use the Erev, are not ma'arev with it. How much people? Ki'ir Chadosha she b'Yehuda. That is like the city which was called Chadosha in Yehuda, she'ez b'nun d'yura. Says the Bar Tanura, Ir ho'isa b'Yehuda, there was a city in Yehuda, u'shmo Chadosha, her name was Chadosha. It only had 50 people living there. That was the smallest city in the entire land of Yehuda. And that was a leftover and allowed the Erev for a big city. V'hu shiur hashiur. That's the measure, the amount of how much has to be left over. Shetzorich l'shayir bi'ir, that you need to leave over in the city. Shelo ya'arvi machirim, that these should not make the area together with the others. Mishum ekeru, so that there could be a recognition. How much is it? The 50. 50 people, nun de yorim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Eimer, gimul chatzeris, shall shnei batim. Rav Shimon says 3 yards of 2 houses, that is enough of a shiur as a hekeda, and then the rest of the city can use the erev, can use the meurev. Upsaka halacha, but the ruling is afilu bayis echad b'choser echad. Even if we have only 1 house in 1 yard, havi shiur, that's considered a leftover, and it's sufficient to make an erev in the rest of them. Ve'ir she'ein lo elo pesach echad bilvad, a city who has just 1 door, 1 opening, in 1 side alone. Afilu hoisa shel rabim, even if it was of many, ein tzarich shiur, doesn't need to have left over, because it's obvious that it's not a rishus rabim over there, in the sense that it only has 1 entrance, and therefore it's not going to be mixed up, and we're not going to forget the halachas of rishus rabim. Mishnah Zayin. Mi shehoye b'mizrach, one who was in the east side of the city, v'amar l'menoye, and he says to his son, harev li b'mayrev, place an Erev for me on the south side of the city. The Ma'ariv, or he was on the south side of the city. V'omer libenoy, and he says to his son, Arev libemizrach, place the Erev for me on the east side of the city. Im yeshimenu lebeis alpayim amo, if from him to the house. So where he is standing to his house, he can walk on Shabbos because there's only 2,000 amas. Uleiruve yesimekan, but to the Erev that he made is more than 2,000 amas. So then, in the beginning of the Shabbos, he can go to his house, but to his Erev he cannot go. So therefore, mutar lebeis, so he can go to his house, and from his house he can go 2,000 amas in every direction, but v'asur leiruve. But to his Erev he's not allowed to go. Or if the other way around, the Ruvi Apai Mama, to his Erev there was 2,000 amas, Lebesi Yesu Makan, and to his house was more than that. So also Lebesi, then he can't go home, Umut Le Ruvi, and then he can go to his Erev, and from the Erev he can go 2,000 amas in each direction. Hanoisin as a Ruvi be Ibura Shalir, one who places the Erev within the 70 amas of the city, Loi Osam Le Klum, he had done nothing. He hasn't gained anything, because without the Erev, those 70 amas of the city, and from these 70 amas and on, you measure the 2,000 amas of the Tchum Shabbos. The Sonei Chutz L'Tchum, if you place the Erev outside of the 70 and 2/3 of an amma, Afila Amma Achas, even 1 amma, Mas Sheniskar Hu Masvid, whatever he gains through the Erev, he loses on the other side of the city. So if he places the Erev on the east side, distant from the city, like 1,000 amas, so then he can go from the east side 3,000 amas. But then on the west side, he can only go 1,000 amas. So in the east, he gained 1,000, and in the west, he lost 1,000. Says the Bartanura, Misha Hoyo Bimizrach, one who was in the east, he was Basod in the field. The Kiddush Olof Shoma Yoim, and the day has become holy, it became Shabbos, Yomtev, Hurochik Me'eruvoy, Yeser Me'alpayim, and he is distant from his Erev more than 2,000, Vare Ein Eruve Erev, so then his Erev is not an Erev. Kivan Sheni Yochel Leilich V'litloy, so he cannot go and take it. Habele Shvisosi Bebesei, so then his shvis is in his home, Sharabitchum Beisu Oimit, because he is standing in the boundaries, in the 2,000 amas from his home. Umistame Bebesei Nichale. And probably we assume, in general, that it's in his home is willing to him, Shatei Shvisosi Ksheniru Ve'erev. If his Erev is not an Erev, so then he's willing that his home should be his shvis. But what happens if it's 2,000 amas to the Erev and not to the houses more than to the Osul Bebesei? Limnais mibeisei alpayim luchal ruach. I don't understand why he's saying here osur lebeis limnes beis alpayim luchal ruach. He's not allowed to even go to his house altogether. Forget about not having 2,000 amas luchal ruach, because if he's 2,000 amas away and he's kind of shvisa by the eruv, but apparently, even though he's 2,000 amas away, more than 2,000 from his house, but if he uses the 2,000 amas that he has from the Eidiv, he could get to his house, because the house is not 2,000 amas from the Eidiv, it's 2,000 amas from where he is. So we're saying that you can't count from his house 2,000 to each side, but you only count it from the Eidiv, so he can get home, but not from there. What happens, I believe that's the pshat. What happens if he plays the Erev bi'iburo shel ir? Which means that be'echod min aboti ma'im di v'tech ayinam v'shirayim, one of the houses which is standing within the seven, the amas and two-thirds, le'osav le'klum, then he hasn't accomplished anything. Shad b'lo Erev nami yesh lo'im min ha'ir, because without the Erev he has from the city apayim l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 every side. V'chol ha'ir im ibura, and the whole city together with its ibur, which is the 70 amas, nechshavim l'kidal amas. The city is the city and up till 70 amas, which is all the ibur, which is all one part of the city. So what did he gain by putting the Erev within the 70 amas? He didn't get anything. What I have nosto chutz l'tchum, he puts it outside of the bar, chutz l'ibur ha'shavir. That's how the Gemara explains, outside of the Burushalir. So then, Mashim Niskar, L'ruach Zeh, whatever he gains on one side, Mafsi L'ruach Shekenegdom. He loses on the other side. Shari Moinim Min Erev Alpayim L'chol Ruach. Then he counts 2,000 from the Erev to each side. V'im Nois Lemisek Alef L'mizrach. So that if he gave it and he placed it at the end of 1,000 to the east, so then it turns out that the 2,000 of Mizrach and B'Sev Gimel Alpayim Le'ir, B'Sev Gimel Alpayim Le'ir, and of 3,000 from the city. V'Nishtaker Elef, so he gained 1,000. V'Alpayim Shal Ma'iriv, and then the 2,000 of Ma'iriv, called B'Sev Elef Shal Ma'iriv. That will, the 2,000 that he would get from Ma'iriv, they now finish at the end of 1,000 of Ma'iriv Le'ir, V'Yiv Shad Elef, and he lost 8,000. Become Ashmalon. And what he's teaching you, the Eino Ir Oyle Becheshbin Ha'alofim Shel Ma'irov, that the whole city does not go up in the thousand of the west. Elokulo Kedal Adamas, it's all like four Amas. And he's only losing outside of it, so he has thousand Amas outside of there. Bahani Mili, and this is only talking about Kshem Kolei Sol Payim Shemina Erev, Letzad Ha'ir, that the 2,000 of the Erev for the side of the city, Ela B'Soif Ha'ir Ha'ichutzala, but the 2,000 are at the end side of the city, the side of, or at the end of the city or outside. Avalim Kolis Be'emtza Ha'ir, or if the 2,000 Amas end in the middle of the city, Abyeza Mokim B'Toich, or any place in the city, and Yochel Leilich B'Toich Ha'ir, then he cannot go inside the city, Elad Mokim Shekoli Saw Alpayim Amo Shel Erev, Vesuloik Nam Besamach, as we learned close by. So he can only go to the west, this 1,000 Amah, provided that the 2,000 Amahs from the Erev includes the end of the city, then he can go another 1,000 Amahs. But if the 2,000 Amahs of the Erev that he placed ends in the middle of the city, then he can't go only up to the place where the 2,000 amas end of his Erev, and he can't go any further than that. So we can't count in the city. Mishnah Ches, Anshe Ir Gedoyla, people that live in the big city, when they're going to measure the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 amas, through the small city, which is in close proximity to them, within 2,000 amas. So because the 2,000 amas end on the other side of the city, therefore Malchim is called here Ketana. So they can go the entire small city, and that's considered all as four amas. V'ein anshi ir Ketana, but the people from the small city, when they measured their Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos, through the big city, because since their 2,000 Amos end in the middle of the city, therefore Mahalchin is called Ir Gedoyla. So they are not allowed to, but they Naji Ir Ketana, the people in the small city, they're going to measure their Tchum Shabbos through the big city, since the 2,000 Amos end in the middle of the city, therefore Mahalchin, Ein Mahalchin is called Ir Gedoyla. So they cannot, the Ein Anshir Ketana Mahalchin is called Ir Gedoyla, they cannot go the entire large city. Only up to 2,000 Amos with the end. Ketzav. How so? This means, what would be the halacha? Micho Yibir Gedoyla, one who was in the big city. And Nostan is Rav Bir Ketana, and he gave his Erev in the small city. Or Bir Ketan, or he was in the small city. Vinos Nesiru Bir Gedoyla gave his Erev in the big city, which means one of the small city put his Erev in the large city. Malach is Kula. Then he can go the entire city, as it's 4 cubits. Bechutzalah, and outside of the city, Alpay Mama. And outside of the city, he can go 2,000 Amas. But Rabbi Kiva says, Eile Mokam Eruve Alpay Mama, he can only measure from the place where the Erev is lying 2,000 Amos. Says the Bartanur, Anshi Ir Gedoylo, the people of the large city, Shoyso Lohem Ir Ketano, they had a small city, Betech Alpayim, within the 2,000. The Yoytzi Me'iram, they go off in their city, Umoynim Vahilchim Derech HaKetana HaSmucha, they go and they count through the road, by road of the small one, which is close to them, Halchans Kola Ir HaKetana HaSmucha Lohem, so they can go the entire small city that is close to them, Ke'arba Amos, like 4 Amos. U'mashlimi midosun chutzalo. So then they can continue the measure outside it. So they have, that city is like 4 Amos, and then they can continue the 2,000 Amos, whatever, outside of the city. But the Einanshi Ketana Malchus HaGdoilo, Kula Gedal Amos. But the small city cannot walk the big city like 4 Amos. Livshemitas Tchumom Kola Bamsa Ir Gedoilo, because their measure of their Tchum and in the middle of the big large city, the Fikachang Ir Gedoyla, therefore the large city is not Nachsheves Lam, is not considered for them Ka'arba Amos, like 4 Amos. Ven Hilchin Ba, and they cannot go there, Ella Ad Soif Tchumon, only up to the end of their Tchum, in that city. Keitza, Mi Shoyer Bi Gedoyla. So the Vatunu Masnisi Chasuri Machasra, it's missing here, Armish, the Vahachi Ketoy, and this is the way it's learned. Anshi Ir Gedoyla Malchus Kodir Ketana, they can go the entire city, a small city, but the Einanshi Ir Ketana, Malchus Kodir Gedoyla, but the small city, people cannot walk the entire large city. But Medvar Mamurim, when is this said, B'moided Alafayim Amo, when he's measuring 2,000 Amos. Avol Hanoisen Eruvoy B'toy Chayir, but if he places this there within the city, whether the people of the large city put their Erev in the small city. Or these small city people put their Erev in the large city. They can go the entire city. In which the Erev lies there. Ka'arba Amos, just like 4 Amos. Ketzav. How so? One who was in the large city, and he gave the Erev in the small city. So then, Malach is Kulo, then he can go everything, and then Mechutzal Alpay Mam go to 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Kiva Chayle Kaltana Kama, Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Savar, She'ena Erev Oisa Ir Shuchoynebo, that the Erev does not make the city in which he is resting Kedal Damas, like 4 Amos, Vein Meirim Alpayim, and we won't count the 2,000 Elam Mimokam Erev only from the place of the Erev, Vein Aloch Kedam Akiva, Aloch is not like a Makiva, the place of the Erev is considered like Dal Damas, and you have 2,000 Amos from the edges of the city. Mishneh Tes, Rabbi Kiva said to the sages, the Chachamim, do you then agree to me if he places his Erev in a cellar, which is in a cave, which is in the field, so that he doesn't have from the place, but from the place from his Erev, only 2,000 amas from the place where the Erev is lying. Amar Loi, the Chum said, Rabbi Akiva, a Mosai, when do you have to measure from the place of the Erev is Manshein Badiyurim? That in the place people don't live. Aval Yesh Badiyurim, but if people live there, where he places the Erev, Mahalach Es Kula, then he can go the entire place as if it was 4 cubits, 4 amas. V'chutzol Alpay Mamen, outside of that city, he can go 2,000 amas. Nimtzok Kal Toicha Mal Gabes. So it comes out that it's easier, that it's better that the Erev is lying in the cellar, in the cave, and then it was laying on top of the cave. Because if the Erev was laying on top of the cave, then you would have to measure 2,000 amas from the place where the Erev is lying. But now that the Erev is lying in the cave, so the whole cave is not considered anything, but you start measuring the 2,000 amas from outside of the cellar. Ulamoydet she'amru nesna alpayim. And to the one who measures the Tchum Shabbos from the place where he rested. So when we said that you measure 2,000 amas, shafilu seik midosi kol b'mayda, even if the 2,000 amas will end by a cave that you live in it, nevertheless, he's not even allowed to go one step beyond the 2,000 amas. As the Bartanura, a mosai bisman sheyesh bo diyurim, that shenifres b'chitzer seho, that the walls have been broken open, when there's no, not fit for the Yurim, even though that now there is no the Yurim, is not considered all but like 4 amas according to Chacham. Likewise, a city where there's nobody living there, and there has a wall around it, that he places Eidiv, Nachshavis Kidal Amas, it's considered like 4 amas. Even if it's larger than Tuchia. Nimtzo Kal Toicha Mal Gabe. It comes out that the inside is lenient, is better than on top. Dilu Gabe Shel Ma'ora, because the top of the Ma'ora, Im Nosu Shom Eruvay, if he places Eidiv, Ein Lo Yal Al Payim Amam Mokom Eruvay, he only has 2,000 amas from the place of Eidiv. The Gabe Ein Lo Roi Lidiyurim, because the top is not fit for living. But the toicha, but the inside malach is kulo v'chutz l'alpay mama. But the inside you can go the whole thing, and outside 2,000 amas. Well, the moedin shamru, and the one that measures that they say afa pishachil mechacham rabbi akiva, even though the chacham is agreed rabbi akiva v'noisin neruva beir, that when you place this erev in the city loymer to say shakol ha'ir loykidal d'amas, that the whole city is like 4 amas moedin heim. The chacham agree shabam imakam shvisosei. But one who comes from a place that he rested, the kolsu midosu shalapayim amma, and the end of the measure of the 2,000 amma, and zafilu b'mara, even if it was a cave, sheyesh ba diyurim, that there is people living there, sheyin michmas tahalim midosu klum, that then beyond the 2,000 ammas from his place, he cannot enter from his measure from the 2,000 ammas anything at all, and he cannot go anything extra. This completes the 5th chapter in the Sechta Yerukin.